This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Christians under attack in the Muslim world.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Though the hardest heart of men try to lead us to an end, we may fall, still our hope remains. When the darkness turns to light, when the flames begin to die, through the smoke, the cross remains.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It is time to act beyond our good intentions, pushing back no matter what the cost.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Them build an altar on our sorrow. There'll be no laughing at our scars. They're now a part of who we are.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That song's called The Cross Remains. It's by our good friend John Schlitt. It is also the song behind our great DVD full-length feature film called The Export, which we're going to offer again for you today because the Middle East is back in the news. John's in the studio with me here. Jordan's in the studio in Washington, D.C. with Tiffany Behrens, a lawyer with the ACLJ, heads up our international legal director. And she got involved in a case. Jordan, let's get right to this situation because it's breaking news.
Yeah, and people saw a pastor in Iran, a Christian pastor, convert from Islam, was arrested, tried, given the death penalty, appealed to the Supreme Court. And Tiffany, this is where we got involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Pastor Yusuf is one of the largest Christian pastors and pastors of a church of about 400 people. And, you know, he was sentenced to death back in 2010 and finally just lost his last appeal at the Supreme Court in Iran. And they upheld his sentence, but in a strange way. They said, look, we will let go of this death sentence if you recant your faith.
In other words, so if you leave Islam, you don't get the death penalty.
Correct. And absolutely, you know, we stand that's the epitome of religious discrimination.
And our focus here has been to get the U.S. government to do something about this, to actually condemn Iran, to let Iran know that they're on notice. And that just happened.
Right. The State Department just last night issued a press release condemning these actions. And we found from history that the only way you get Iran to kind of step up and take notice and do anything is just the pressure on the government there.
You know, the interesting aspect of this is now, Tiffany, and that is what's going to be the next move here. The United States State Department has issued a statement. We, of course, we've got our office in Europe working with the UN. What do we expect to happen next?
You know, we're waiting for a written oral. You know, all we had was the verbal verdict come down. We're waiting for the written verdict, which is suspected to be out this coming Monday, and we'll see if that comports with what we heard verbally, and we'll have to take charge and get people involved at that point as well.
All right, well, we'll keep everybody updated on the situation. This is an Iranian pastor sentenced to death for preaching the gospel. We've got our legal team's heavily involved in it, but a very, very difficult situation. So, again, the threat of Islam, is it real? Let me ask you that question. Do you think the threat from Islam is real globally? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we're taking your calls from around the country. By the way, when we come back from the break, John Schlitt will be with us here in the studio in our media center. He has a great song. It's called The Cross Remains. We're going to let you know how you could actually be involved in an upcoming project of John's that will include The Cross Remains. But if you like that song and you like what we're doing in fighting Islam, let me encourage you to do something. Get our booklet on Sharia law and the DVD, the full-length feature film, The Export. We're giving that to you today absolutely free. Here is the number, and includes that great song, The Cross Remains, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Maybe we can get John Schlitt to sign the first 100 of you that call. We'll have John Schlitt sign that film sleeve cover for you. 877-989-2255. You didn't know I was going to ask him to do that. He does now. 877-989-2255. Get The Export or ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
Our scars, but now a part of who we are.
It is happening all over the world. Radical Islamic extremists on the move, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. We face many challenges, but none perhaps more significant than the growing threat of global terrorism. Whether it's in the Middle East, Europe, or right here at home, the threat is real, the danger clear. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious freedoms, here at home and abroad. Our work has never been more important. In order to understand the threat, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. We want to send you our new film, The Export, Radical Islam's Map to End Democracy, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. In addition, we'll also send you a new resource, a new booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Two vital resources, both the film and book, free of charge, our gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. The song's called The Cross Remains. It's by our good friend John W. Schlitt. You can check him out at johnwschlitt.com. I'll give you more information about the website in a moment. The song is part of our Export DVD that deals with the threat of radical Islam. And, John, let's talk about it. And then, Jordan, I want you to get an update on what's going on in the Middle East, because things are very hot right now over there, as they generally are. But right now there's a lot of things in play. But, John, the song The Cross Remains, which is kind of the theme song of this movie, we've distributed, I think, 150,000 copies of it, maybe more now. Talk a little bit about what when you say The Cross Remains, because people will actually see the video of what we're talking about when they do that.
And when they do, they'll see what really inspired us. You know, when the building all came down, the smoke cleared, you saw a cross. It happened naturally, or if you,
right.
was, to me, it was God.
Right.
You saw a cross. It was a statement. Through all the garbage that was happening, through the attacks we were going through, we wanted some kind of positive message. We talked about that, Jay. We want to let know, yeah, there's a lot going on, but there is a positive hope. There has to always be a positive hope. And that cross, to me, was the perfect sample of beyond everything else, beyond our understanding. That cross was a symbol.
You know, it's interesting. You have had, and we've talked about your testimony before, you were the lead singer for Head East. You have been the lead singer for Petra, which is huge in the Christian music industry. Head East, a huge secular band. Now that I just saw a video of the song, the video you just did on the song "The Grafting," which is a pro-life song, which we'll get on TV in the next couple of weeks here. We'll film especially when we get back to the Planned Parenthood situation. But this song has a real impact. I mean, we're getting ready to memorialize the 10th anniversary of the attacks on 9/11. Osama bin Laden is dead, which is a good thing. But this song, "The Cross Remains," really does touch on a nerve, not just about something that happened in the past, but where we are today as a people too.
And we have to understand it could be the future too.
Absolutely.
We have to understand the battle's consistent. It goes on and on and on, possibly till, you know, Jesus comes back. We don't know. But I do know that our enemies aren't going away. They have a lifetime determine, you know, when they think of war, they think lifetime. They
generational.
Think generations.
Intergenerational, right.
And so we actually have to start thinking that way. We because we're Americans, we think, okay, it's going to get done. We'll get done. We'll go to the next thing. It doesn't get done that way. And I'm hoping that this song, and thanks to you all and the amazing work you guys are doing, I'm hoping that the reality of what this song's about, of the truth that the battle is there, it will not go away. We have got to stand, and we can't be on our laurels, or we will get overrun.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me tell you a couple things to do, folks. If you want the song, it's part of our DVD. So when you get the full-length feature film, the song is on there. You want to get it. It's called The Export. We're sending it to you absolutely free. 150,000+ copies have already been distributed. You know our idea is we don't charge for these. We get them out to you. That's the idea here. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to send you the Export DVD. We're going to send you the song goes with it. We'll get John to sign the first 100 of you that call. We'll do that as well. We'll get John to autograph those for you. 877-989-2255. Now something else I want you to do. Go to ACLJ.org. There's two ways you can do this. John is putting together a brand new CD called The Greater Cause, which incorporates this whole message of The Cross Remains and a number of other songs as well. You can go to Kickstarter and become part of that project, and I want to urge you to do that. So if you go to ACLJ.org, look at more ACLJ news. You'll see a reference to John Schlitt's CD there. Or simply go to, and then you can click right onto it, John W. Schlitt. That's S-C-H-L-I-T-T, JohnWSchlitt.com. And you'll see right on the homepage there, it'll say fan page. You go to it, and it'll say Kickstarter. We want you to go there, or just go to ACLJ.org. It's on the front page. You can support that project. I want to encourage you to do that. And I'll tell you what, whatever is generated from this broadcast today, we're going to match. So I want to encourage you to help them out by going to johnwschlitt.com and go to The Greater Cause, or just go to aclj.org and you'll see it right there under more ACLJ news, John Schlitt CD, The Greater Cause. And we'll get you that CD, by the way. You sponsor it, we'll get you that CD when it comes out. When's it going to come out, John?
September 15th.
No, it's okay, September 15th. So be part of the team here. It's going to help us get this message out about The Greater Cause. It includes The Cross Remains. Again, johnwschlitt.com to get information about it, or just go to aclj.org, more ACLJ news. Boom, you can click on there and support that great work that's going on for John's CD project. We really want to encourage you to do that. Jordan, give us what's going on right now. There's a lot of moving parts in the Middle East. We got an alert that terrorists are looking to implant bombs in humans. I mean, there's just a lot happening.
Yeah, that's the new TSA is warning airports, and this is a tough thing for even the current security measures to predict, which is a terrorist actually having surgically implanted bombs, which would make it much tougher for any detection devices to locate. And, of course, another huge issue, again, coming back, not quite as big as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, but this issue of this Somali Al-Qaeda terrorist that we've had 2 months on a Navy ship in the Gulf of Aden, and the Obama administration, rather than send him to a military tribunal setting in Guantanamo Bay or somewhere else, has decided to ship him to the United States of America and try him in civilian court. And one of our attorneys yesterday wrote, David French wrote a great piece for our website, aclj.org, which is, you know, if you're concerned about what happened with the Casey Anthony jury, do you want that same kind of jury handling a case for a Al-Qaeda terrorist? And remember, it's the same kind of problems. The military men and women who pick up this guy, they're not police investigators. They're not crime scene investigators. This is on the battlefield. It's not like they're going to go back to Somalia, which is a war zone, and start figuring out, okay, we need the evidence of this and that, in the same way a civilian court would. Do you think our civilians should be the ones handling terrorist trials at that level? And so Congress is very upset about this again, which has put that issue on the front burner.
You know, it's very interesting here, Jordan. I'm glad you pointed this out. And the fact is, they tried that with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Remember, the president was going to have him tried in civilian courts. The American people erupted in protest. We led the charge on that. Boom. Pete King gets involved, a member of Congress from New York, and it doesn't happen. But they're doing the same thing here with the Somalis. It's the same exact thing. They're trying to use the U.S. system. So what we've got to do is push back. And I want to ask the question to you. How do you feel about the trials taking place in the United States civilian courts of these guys caught that were doing this terrorist activity? Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Mary's calling from California on line one. Mary, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, hi. I'm just so glad that the ACLJ is exists and that you work so hard to highlight the needs of religious freedom of even this Iranian man.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes American Christians tend to shy away from what seems to be political causes, and yet we know that Paul asserted his Roman citizenship.
Absolutely.
It's so critical because those people also need to know our Savior. And I just thought as I'm hearing the program that as much as they try and find different ways to blow up planes and other things, that just shows us how much more we also need to be praying for them. They're desperate.
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. And, Jordan, we've done a lot of work on behalf of those persecuted Palestinians under regimes like Hamas.
Yeah, I mean, sure. This is the kind of issue that was already coming to the forefront as the United States was dealing with terrorism, which is our brothers and sisters. How are they being treated? And you know, we have an office, just to remind people, in Lahore, Pakistan, that is run by a whole Pakistani staff, a real building right there. All we do is represent Christians who are persecuted, and we have serious security issues there all the time. These are high-profile cases. Situations out of Iran, situations out of the Palestinian territories, Syria, Egypt. The list goes on for the persecuted church. And listen, these are our brothers and sisters, and they are the hope of the world to change much of the problems in those countries, in the Palestinian
right.
situation, in the Iran situation, in the Pakistan situation. They are the glimmer of hope for the West.
Let me also say this. The fact of the matter is we cannot tell you 80% of what we're working on globally. Understand that. We cannot even tell you 80% of what we're working on globally because it would put our staff and the clients at risk. But I want you to stay, again, updated and informed. And we've just relaunched the ACLJ website. Jordan mentioned this blog by David French. It's under our Docket blog. You're going to want to check it out. And it goes through this whole jury system and this whole situation with the terrorists. We've got Jordan's got an article up there about a debt in an economic crisis of biblical proportion, the legal status of the Israel blockade by our special counsel out of New York. I mean, on and on it goes. You see the scope of this. But, John, I want to get back. It ties right in to what Mary was saying when she was on the phone with us, and that is we have to present hope, though, in all of this. And
Absolutely.
That, again, is the kind of the focal point of the movie, The Export's very serious. It talks about the destruction of 9/11. It talks about what's happened. By the way, we're coming up with a brand new film on the commemorating the memorial of the 10th anniversary of 9/11 that John's going to have a music video that will be part of this, again, with the song The Cross Remains. But the song ties into all of it. Could be it's the situation in New York. It's that pastor in Iran.
Mm-hmm. Please understand that basically we are an example. We are a shining light for the world. Probably the last light there is. What are we going to do about it?
All right, folks, get the Export DVD, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. It has the song on it. And then go to the website, johnwschlitt.com. Support his new project. I'll give you more information about that in a moment. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org for the Export. Our gift to you.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is happening all over the world. Radical Islamic extremists on the move, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. We face many challenges, but none perhaps more significant than the growing threat of global terrorism. Whether it's in the Middle East, Europe, or right here at home, the threat is real, the danger clear. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious freedoms here at home and abroad. Our work has never been more important. In order to understand the threat, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. We want to send you our new film, The Export, Radical Islam's Map to End Democracy, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. In addition, we'll also send you a new resource, a new booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Two vital resources, both the film and book, free of charge, our gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
See, most of you listening to this broadcast know John Schlitt from his great work with Petra. Now, if you're my age, you knew him before Petra, and that was when he was the lead singer of Head East. And I have to say, and John did not know this until we became friends a number of years ago, I was pretty much a Head East junkie. I just want to say I was a Head East guy. I could name the list of the songs from the first couple albums in order. I'm not going to do it today, but I'm just going to say that. However, I want to get back to the new song. And John, you wanted to say something. I want to ask everybody, well, we're going to get to as many calls as we can, but then I'm going to ask everybody to do us a big favor here to help on a project that John's working on that we think is going to have a real impact. I think it will. But, John, you wanted to say something. We were running close on time in the last break.
Yeah, we had a great call that brought the attention that there are Christians out there that we need that are on the front line. They're battling. They're standing strong. I mean, we talked about it. And I also want to remind people that those Christians that are standing in that very small pocket with the enemy around them at all times will look at America and say, there is a country that still believes in Christ. But I'll tell you what, nowadays, people are starting to even fear that.
Yeah, Jordan, you know, that's a good point John raises. Jordan, you've seen that when you do work all over the world, obviously, and you've been traveling all over the world. That is true. They look at America as like the last best hope.
Yeah, I mean, this is where they get their indication of that this is who will come to save us, to make sure. Listen, every one of these folks around the world who makes this decision, especially if they've converted from Islam, and or if they have been a Christian family and they live in Egypt, the Coptic Christians there, who have said, we're going to stay here, we're not going to move, we're not going to leave like so many have done. They know the persecution they will face, but they are, especially in a world where there's no excuse for us not to do something. We know what's happening. We can get in contact with people, even in very difficult places, even in places where we may not be allies, the U.S., to their country. That these are friends, these are brothers and sisters, and they expect us to do as much as we can for them. It doesn't mean we can prevent every act of violence, but when they seek justice and they need people to help them, that's something the ACLJ is able to do and make their stories, well known. This pastor in Iran, 20 years ago, this story doesn't get out so quickly, and the U.S. State Department doesn't start making comments.
All right, let's take a phone call. Then I'm gonna, and I want to take Jordan. Let's take line one because I think it's gonna tie into exactly what I'm gonna ask people to do. Go ahead, Jordan.
Ellie's calling from California on line one. Ellie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Pastor. I was listening to your radio, and I was a Muslim, and I'm a born again. And what happened? I heard a lot of people in Iran. They start believing Satan. Is there such a big group, and a lot of Muslims, they think if they kill the Christian, they go to heaven. So that's why they're killing everybody. And right now, if I want to go back to my country, they kill me too. They stone me to death.
Yeah, we unfortunately know that from a lot of the cases that we've handled. And that's why I want to encourage people to understand something. And I'm glad, Ellie, you called and that you've come to Christ, because do we have a little bit of a Cross Remains we can play? Now that you've said, I want to play just a small clip of the song, and then I'm going to ask everybody to take some direct action on something here.
Though the hardest heart of men try to lead us to an end, we may fall, still our hope remains.
All right, folks, that song is a portion of it. That's called The Cross Remains. It is the main song featured on our DVD, The Export. Now, I'm going to send you The Export as our gift to you. And all you have to do is call us at 877-989-2255, and we're going to send that to you. We'll send you the booklet on Sharia law as well. It'll include the song. We're going to get John to sign the first 100 of you that called in. We'll get that DVD to you, which is, again, an ACLJ full-length feature film, 877-989-2255. But the song is part of a bigger project that John's putting together, and it's called The Greater Cause. And if you want to be part of The Greater Cause, and I want to encourage you, you don't hear us do this often, I want you to go to johnwschlitt.com. That's S-C-H-L-I-T-T, johnwschlitt.com. And you could, there's a link right on his website, and you can go to the Kickstarter page and support this project called The Greater Cause, which will include The Cross Remains. So you'll get The Cross Remains and a number of other songs that are in production right now. Or you could go to ACLJ.org, right on our homepage, more ACLJ news. It says, get John Schlitt CDD, The Greater Cause, because when you contribute to it, you can get a copy of that CD project that's being done. You're basically becoming part of the production team. And we want to encourage you to do it because we want to make sure that John's message in this album, CD, I guess is what we call them now, gets out. So go to johnwschlitt.com, and then you'll go to Kickstarter, or you can go to our website at aclj.org, and you'll see it right there, more ACLJ news, or there's also, I think, right on the homepage, there's a little, there is an ad for it as well. You could do that also, and that could go up also, and you just go to John's website. But it's right there on our homepage as well. I want to encourage you to do that. That, I think, you could then have an impact in making this CD a reality by being a part of the team. So your contribution there of any amount is going to help. Some of you could give $50, $20, $1,000, whatever it might be. We're going to match whatever comes in from the radio broadcast, which will be airing today and tonight and probably over the weekend. So, again, let's get the – he's close to the goal. I want to see this project become a reality, and you could help us make that happen. Again, just go to aclj.org. You'll see it, more ACLJ news. Get John Schlitt CD, The Greater Cause. Click on it. Takes you right to Kickstarter, and we encourage you to do it. Jordan, let's try to get another call in.
Gary from Missouri Online 4. Gary, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Gary.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Hi, Gary.
So there's a point, Jay, that you brought up on your video. I do have it. It has to do with some of what the lady just called and talked about. Islamic doctrine apparently requires that people lie in defense of the faith.
Yeah, it's called taqiyya. Mm-hmm. It's actually an expression. It's part of the doctrines of the faith. You can lie to justify the promotion of Islam.
It's very scary because how do you deal with such people? And tell John how I know Mike Somerville used to be in Head East. I don't know.
Are you kidding? Wow, it's a pleasure to meet you, buddy.
Steve Scarfino of Pablo's Dog did a show about a year ago over Union Station right across the street where I live, and we got to talk with him for quite a while.
Well, there you go. Hey, we appreciate it. What do you think of the scene? You saw the film. You obviously you have the export. What was your impression?
It's fabulous. I recommend everybody get it. It's a real eye-opener. Every American should have a copy. I really think so.
All right. Well, let me tell you this. About 150,000, 160,000 of you do. We want to encourage you to get it. We'll send it to you absolutely free. Just go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and we will send you the export as our gift to you. It includes the song The Cross Remains, so we encourage you to do that. And again, we'll send it to you absolutely free. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, what do you have coming up on your program today?
We've got two. We got Ben Shapiro, who just wrote a book on basically the liberal propaganda in the television world, and then also Congresswoman Diane Black from Tennessee, who's on the Budget Committee and the Ways and Means Committee. She's in the negotiations on the debt limits, and she's going to be joining us to talk about it.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to have more on this topic, obviously, coming up, folks. We're just out of time on a great program. Tune in to Jordan's program. It, by the way, airs on XM Sirius, a lot of stations around the country right after our broadcast. So stay tuned for Jordan Secchio Show. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, if you want to get the export DVD, we're sending it to you and a booklet on Sharia law, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, I want everybody else, go to your website or go to the best way to do this is go to johnwschlitt.com. or aclj.org. We want you to support his brand new project called The Greater Cause. You can actually support it financially in any amount, and you're helping to get that the song The Cross Remains and a number of other songs produced and distributed widely. Here is the number. Here's the website, aclj.org. It's right there in our news section, or johnwschlitt.com. You'll see it right on the homepage, and you can click over. That Schlitt spelled S-C-H-L-I-T-T, or aclj.org. Support The Greater Cause. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.